The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Welcome back to When in Rome with Stuart Rome. He is, of course, the owner of the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. Go to the website for everything you need to know about the Woodhouse Day Spa. And, of course, you can also find the show at least 5 days a week, 5 p.m. As a matter of fact, someone was calling me the other day, Stuart, and they were like, you know, you run the same shows at the same time every day. And I do that so people can find them. But at the same time, a lot of people are like, well, we're driving home at 5 o'clock every day and we're always getting the same show. And I said, well, I certainly understand that. So if you want to mix and match and move them around, go to our website and you can certainly do that. We can set your own playlist up. You can do whatever you want. You can listen to all of our podcasts. And again, we have over 100,000 folks who are subscribed to the TKR app. So we're good to go. You can listen to the shows live or wherever you get your podcast. I know that we weren't here last week and you had a good excuse. Tell me what you did this past weekend.
I didn't really do much. I just had my daughter's wedding. we had a big on Saturday, but of course it starts midweek. We went through a lot of people came out of town, from out of town. We had the wedding in New Orleans, which is where I'm from, but my daughter lives in Birmingham, of course, and the whole her new husband is from Birmingham and their family. So a lot of out of town people coming in.
Awesome.
We had a rehearsal dinner on Thursday and at Commander's Palace, which is a really nice place in the Garden District.
Really nice.
And then we had a groomsman lunch at Galatoire's on Bourbon Street on Friday. And then Friday night, we had a big welcome party for all the out-of-town people. There was about 100 people there. And the groom's parents hired Anders Osborne to play.
Oh, nice. That's you guys spared no expense there.
Yeah, I don't know what they paid him, but we had him nice acoustic guitar set up, just him and about 80 people, very intimate.
Nice.
And Saturday kept going on, you know, we had a little groomsman brunch and then went to take photos and went to the wedding and then we had the reception after, and then we had an after party in the at the gold mine in the French Quarter. Jeez. I got home about 3 a.m. I believe. Started about 11 a.m. that day, so it was great.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, congratulations, man. That's
as long
awesome.
As the young kids, so that was good.
There you go. Congratulations to you, man. I know how proud you are, and that's, you know, one of the great things about doing these podcasts and these shows is when I've been blessed enough to have a friend like you that does it long enough, we actually go through life changes and we share different things that happen to us during our lives, and it's really cool. I love the fact that you share that with me, and certainly you've shared a lot of things about your family and I appreciate that. So that's wonderful. And I'm glad you could have the week off last week. I was in the middle of something with my kids too. So I was kind of like, hey man, it's not really a good time this week. And you're like, thank God I'm going to show a dress.
I'm on the way to the rehearsal.
I was so good. I was like, there's no problem. I was like, that's super. So it worked out really, really good. It is college football time. We're doing this show here on August 28th. And everyone in the state of Alabama knows that August 28th is the first day of Thursday night football. We have 17 games kicking off here in a few minutes, depending on when you're listening to this particular podcast. Those games may be already over. Talk about just a little bit what college football means to you. I know that you're a Louisiana guy, LSU guy, I'm assuming. Just talk about your fever, your flavor, and your wonder about the college football going into this college football season, because people are going to love you for it, the Woodhouse Day Spa.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, you know, it's all about college football. NFL is okay, but college is everything, except for the new NIL crap that kind of ruins a lot of stuff. But that being said, I'm pretty much an all SEC guy, you know, because I didn't go to LSU, but I grew up in New Orleans, and I've certainly spent a lot of time on LSU campus when I was in college at Loyola in New Orleans. And then I have a daughter that graduated from Ole Miss and a daughter that graduated from Alabama, the one that just got married. So I have three different schools I need to root for. And
they're three good schools. Three schools that could, in any given year now with Lane Kiffin and stuff, could win a national championship.
Yeah. So I'm lucky that, you know, every year, you know, one of them may be not be good, but one of the three is going to be good at least. So I always have at least one kid out there. And fortunately, my my brand new in-laws, they and the grandparents have a nice big suite in Tuscaloosa for all the games. So now I expect to go anytime I want to go.
There you go. That's nice. All right. Excellent. Excellent.
And, but yeah, you know, as we know, also with college football, hopefully soon comes the cooler weather, and it's here, brother.
Hey, it's here. I mean, you cannot ask for a better script. I mean, it cooled off immediately on Saturday. Of course, we had like five games on Saturday. It's still college football. We had that thing over there in Dublin Island, and then all of a sudden on Monday, man, it's in the 50s. I'm like, are you kidding? And it's August. I mean, it just doesn't happen here. No, it just does not happen. We set a record for a low, and it's just the leaves are coming off the trees. No, it's all good. It's amazing. You know, I'm a season guy. I come from Cincinnati, where we had four seasons. It's just amazing how the weather can just make you feel so much better. And then you throw in college football. No, it's all good, man. It's fantastic. So we're super happy. And of course, I'm already setting my sights. We got some knucklehead down the road who already put some Christmas inflatables up. We don't even have. And I'm like, you know what, brother, bring it on. Let's go. Let's get after it. We're four months away. So he's already looking forward to that. So it's gonna be great. I mean, the next 4 months.
Well, hell, I better start selling gift cards.
Well,
Christmas,
you know what relative. You do. And that's what I want to talk about. You go to your website. Now, we've been talking at length over the last few weeks about doing something for Auburn, Alabama, or just college football fans in general. What did you come up with on your website? Do you have anything in particular that you want to do now the season is here? Share with us. And it's just a wonderful site to not only navigate, but to buy stuff from.
Yeah, you know, we haven't really kicked anything off because it's end of summer, but we're getting ready to. And I've been a bit remiss. You know, I've been busy with weddings and all this kind of crap. And I'm not crap, but, you know.
Crap. It's a crap. And, it's okay. No.
So now I'm really back in the mode. I'm going back to Birmingham on Monday. And I'm really getting the mode. But I'm trying to decide what to do as far as college football and some contests, but we're gonna get done, particularly maybe some of the bigger Alabama games. We'll do some special stuff for that, and then maybe run a few contests on social media. But I'll make a point to sit down and make sure to come up with that stuff pretty soon. I know first big game is Saturday, but we have plenty of time, so we'll do some fun stuff.
Yeah, we owe you some studio time. Of course, we do a show called The Starting Lineup on ABC 3340. You're welcome to come anytime you want. If you got something special coming up, brother, you just say the word and the airtime is all yours. And every time you come in, you make quite the impression, not only because people like to put, since they now know you as a radio kind of guy, a radio star, they like to put a face with the voice. But yeah, whenever we do stuff like that, it's just gangbusters for our listeners, because we always talk about, listen, if you really want to make mama happy, we did something on ABC, but also on Fox 6 about, you know, the strain that college football can actually put on a relationship. It shouldn't be a strain. It should be fun. But if you got somebody that's not like a freak and doesn't do like fantasy leagues like you and I do, and just kind of looks at it like, I just want to get through it. She loves college football, but maybe she loves it even more because you're such a college football fan. It could be kind of long and daunting. And that's where the Woodhouse Day Spa comes in play. Tell guys how they can help their lady out with the Woodhouse Day Spa this college football season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's not a huge college football fan, doesn't want to go hang out for 8 hours with you and your buddies watching 20 different games.
Yeah.
That's fine, because you get a gift card to the Woodhouse, or you know, account payment, however you want to deal it. Send her and maybe a friend to the Woodhouse, and you don't have to worry about her being upset at you for going to watch college football. It's a pretty good trade-off. And, you know, we're always there. We have party rooms, we have private rooms they can hang out in, and if you want to send a whole group of ladies, that's even better.
There you go.
So if you have a group of friends that you want to get together with, but kind of hesitant because none of their wives or girlfriends really into college football, that's a perfect thing to do.
Yeah, no doubt. You did something very special for me and an organization this past week. I'm going to hold on to that because I want to thank you individually for it. But also, I think it's a great point to give so people can go to your website and kind of get to do the same thing. But we've got five rock and rollers that have to do with lovey-dovey and, of course, weddings. And we know why. So let's kick it off with some Billy Idol. Give me your first song.
Yeah, this one's a little, you know, it's not really such a wedding song. It's kind of a little bit dark.
Actually, I think isn't it a drug song, right? Is it a drug song? Is that white wedding drug? Yeah, pretty much.
But, you know, it's got a wedding in it, so it fits. And so, yeah, it's White Wedding by Billy Idol.
Yeah, and I got a chance to go hang out with Billy Idol 1993, 94. He came through town, played the Five Points Music Hall. And I was in a limo with him for a few hours. And, man, I'm telling you what, I look at him now, and it's just amazing. I mean, sometimes it takes you till you're 65 to finally grow up. Because he was getting after it 30 years ago.
So I have four more years.
Yeah, exactly. It's just amazing because I looked back in the 90s, like, hey, this dude's going to be dead by the 2000s. There's no way he's going to be able to. And you know, he'd been around since you know, like the late 70s, the early 80s. And I'm just thinking to myself, the punk rock thing and stuff, I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, this guy. I mean, he was running 90 miles, nothing. And here he is now. He's on these Workday commercials. And I mean, he's on tour. He's doing fantastic for himself. So good for Billy Idol. It's fantastic. So this past week, I've got a special thing, and it's called the Away Ceremony. It's actually for people who have gone through addictions and in recovery efforts, and we have this big thing in the park, and then we go to our church and do something afterwards. And I needed some gift baskets, and you were kind enough to donate a couple of those as raffle prizes. And I first of all wanted to thank you very, very much for that. The ladies, it's only for ladies, and the ladies just absolutely loved it. But talk about some of the things you can prepare. We're talking about weddings, you're talking about Christmas, you're talking about maybe a charity thing. Talk about the different types of things that you can perhaps put in a basket, some things on. In our particular thing, you had a couple things in there, and then you just put a gift card in there, which is great because that way the ladies can use the gift card for whatever they want. But let's talk about the gift basket market. We never talk about gift baskets.
Yeah, it's a great thing. A lot of people like to give gift cards, but sometimes I like to have a few things that kind of go along with it to make it, you know, a little bit more special, I guess you'd say. So we could put together anything. I mean, we have candles, of course, we have skincare products, we have all kind of different kind of things in the retail. So what, you know, whatever you want to gear it toward, we can customize the gift basket. You can give us a budget that you want to put in the basket besides the gift card, and we'll make it up for you. Makes a great presentation if you can actually give it to somebody in person rather than, you know, having to buy it online and send it to them, which is also great, but obviously you can't do the gift basket. So give us a ring. Tell us, you know, what the person really likes, if she's into skincare, if she loves candles, or, you know, what the theme's going to be, and what your budget is, and we'll put the whole thing together for you.
There you go. It's great stuff. And again, whatever they want, it's just perfect. And particularly if you're not really sure what somebody really wants. We've had several people say, listen, I just got in this relationship, and I really want to let her know how crazy I am about her, but I also don't want to scare her away. And we always say, just give her a gift card. She can use it any way she wants. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, if you go out with a woman one time and you're getting a $300 gift card to Victoria's Secret, it may not go to a second date. If it does, good for you. You lucky son of a bitch. It's a wonderful way.
Yes.
Birmingham.woodhousebars.com. Birmingham.woodhousebars.com. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We have a ton of email questions we get into every single week. Dot in Birmingham wants to know, would Stuart please talk about cryotherapy? What is it? How does it work? And is it effective on warts?
I've never heard of cryotherapy for warts. But when you think about it, they freeze warts off. Maybe it is. I don't know for sure. I think it takes probably more spot treatment for warts to freeze those. They use like the, not hydrogen, but you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, I've used one on my, you know, I've had a wart on my finger once and I use it. It's crazy because it basically just freezes the wart off your finger.
Yeah. I think it's colder than probably with the cryo booth, but I think you and I have both done it, I believe.
Yeah.
I liked it. It's very, you know, it's quick. I think it's about 5 minutes and you have to wear the goggles and you know, earmuffs and all that stuff, the gloves on your hands, because it does get very chilly in there. But it's good for I guess circulation, especially when you come out of there, that like you hit the heat when you walk out and then the blood starts flowing again. And apparently it's great for like headaches.
Yeah.
It's great for, of course, you know, if you have any muscle aches or those kind of things.
I will say this. I don't care what it could be a migraine. It could be back pain. It could be any type of chronic pain. If you get in a cryotherapy chamber for like 3 or 4 minutes at least for a few seconds when you get out, it'll be totally gone. I mean, that's how well it works. Now, the problem is it doesn't last forever, but it basically restricts your blood cells. And then, of course, your blood's just rushing through your, and you'll feel like you could run like 90 miles an hour when you get out thing. It really is amazing. And I know a lot of athletes, they use it almost every single day. I always wondered, though, because I want to say it's like minus 320 degrees or something. And I always have been told that, you know, anything below like 90 degrees direct exposure can get you frostbite, blah, 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 blah. So I'm not sure how that works. Yep. I know you have to wear, you know, your underwear and you have to put socks and shoes and, you know, stuff on your flank.
Yeah, I guess like mainly that. They make sure that you're covered on the extremities, the hands, the feet, the ears, the goggles. So I guess they cover the main things that would, you, that would lead to frostbite.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine if they did, if you know, the other parts of your body were more susceptible to that, then you wouldn't be able to do it at all. So I enjoyed it. I actually did it like at one of those spa conventions where they had the cryo booth to try out. And it would be nice, you know, it would be something that we could maybe incorporate into Woodhouse at some point, but I'm not sure yet about that.
Yeah, it'd be high end. But it's super cool. And I'm sure that there's some people that probably enjoy that. That's for sure. Walt in Birmingham wants to know, he suffers from all kinds of different allergies, plant allergies, he wants to come to the Woodhouse Day Spa and has heard us talk about some of the organic stuff you use. A lot of the aloe, a lot of the things that you use, come from plant based things, and was concerned about any type of allergies. If he's got some type of weed allergy or allergy to grass or anything like that stuff. It's not, it's like cooking with bourbon, right? It's not straight bourbon. It cooks off, correct? It's not the same thing.
Sure. I mean, we may not want to use certain products on them, but as far as, let's say he gets a body treatment, you know, the oils that we use, the massage creams in there, pretty much they're very light. Some of them maybe have a little plant base in them, but for the most part, I don't think I've ever seen an allergic reaction to any massage oil or massage cream. That usually comes into play, you know, with more face skincare products kind of things where somebody's allergic to retinol or things like that and has an allergic reaction. But as far as, you know, the majority of the spa services, we don't really even have to know about it.
That's pretty crazy stuff. At TonyCurryRadio.net, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. All right, we always do a little long, and then we don't have time for our songs, so I want to make sure we get our songs. I don't mind playing back-to-back songs or whatever, but I want to make sure we get them in, space it out. So you have another great wedding song here, this one from GNR. What you got?
This is chose this one just because of the video, you know?
Oh, yeah.
With Step 70 Seymour walking up the aisle. It is... November Rain.
Great song, great video from GNR. And of course, we're doing all songs that have to do with weddings this week and lovey-dovey stuff since Stuart's lovely daughter got married this past week. Congratulations again to you at the Woodhouse Day Spa. You have a little thing called the 6 for $5 deal. I know that occasionally you've done a 7 for $5. We bring it up every single week. Just like my radio teacher used to say, if you're not tired of talking about it, you ain't talking about it enough. We get tons of emails about it every single week. What's your 6 for $5 deal and how does it work?
Yeah, it's a great deal. Basically, you choose any service on the menu and you're going to pay for 5. We're going to give you 6 on your account. So you basically get a completely free service, no matter which service you want to choose. That it's real flexible because you can use them. You can give them to friends. You can bring family members with you to use them. They don't expire. So it's a great deal, especially like when we talk about college football and sending the group of ladies to the spa. If you have 6 ladies you want to send to the spa, then you can just buy that 6 for $5 and you end up getting a completely free service.
There you go. It's a great deal, man. Check it out. And again, you can give those away. You get 6 for $5, you give 5 away as gifts for Christmas and you get yourself a free whatever you got, which is fantastic. And you got the new facial thing. What's it called? Hydrofacial?
Oh yeah, it's not so much new, but you know, it's we have 3 of those machines, one in each one of the Estee rooms, and it's specialized. They have a lot of med spas actually use them, but it's one thing that we can do that we don't have to be a med spa. It's a special machine. It hydrates, it plumps the skin, it does extractions. We've got all these little boosters like lip, perk eye, perk lip. Does all kind of great stuff. Estheticians can explain it much better than I can. But really cool machine. It's an instant result, no downtime. So you can get it in the day and go out that night and look great. It's just it's a really great service.
There you go. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Brent in Tuscaloosa is getting ready for a big date. He said, I've been dating Melanie now for 3 months. It's going fantastic. She says how much she loves to go to spa. She goes, I want to take her to the best one, the Woodhouse Day Spa in Birmingham. But she's asked if I would go with her. Could you please, could you please tell me what a date at a spa would look like? Can you explain some of the things that you could do side by side? Maybe a situation where if she wants to be alone for a few minutes, you could kind of sprinkle a little of that in there. But how would you take now again, they've only been dating for 3 months. You don't want to scare her away. Right. And I know, you know, like Dr. Josh and I, we did massages in her rooms, adjacent rooms. I could hear him grunting the entire time, but we weren't in the same room, and neither were we dating either. But talk about how you could do a date at the Woodhouse Day Spa.
Sure. So let's say you're going to come in together, right? You're going to check into the front desk. She's going to go to the ladies' locker room. You're going to go to your own locker room. You're going to change into a nice robe and sandals. You're going to meet up in a relaxation room where you can sit together, get a mimosa, a glass of wine, hot teas, you know. And then say if you want to be in the same room for massage, we have three different couples do it at massage room. So they're going to, massage therapist going to pick you up in the quiet room. They're going to bring you over to the duet room. You know, nice massage.
Hold on. On this duet room, what exactly are you just getting a massage in the same room? A duet room means you can actually talk to the person while you're having the massage. Is that the big difference?
Yeah. So there's no partition. It's a big room. You've got both. You know, of course, you have your own massage therapist, your own bed, but they're separated by maybe, you know, 4 feet or so. Typically, people don't talk too much during that. It's just a matter of like being together in the room. And, you know, if you're not comfortable doing that, you can always do it in two separate rooms. It just depends on the couple, you know.
Yeah.
So another thing, you know, of course, she wants to get a facial and you don't, then you can get her the facial while you sit in the relaxation room, have a couple more mimosas. Or if you want to do maybe something else together, you can both go to the pedicure room, get a pedicure right next to each other. And that, you know, typically you do talk to the person then. And, you know, we don't really have a time limit. So if you want to finish and go back in the relaxation room and hang out for a little while after that, it's great. And let's say you want to go to, you know, one of the restaurants in the Summit right around there.
Yeah.
You can change your clothes. Y'all can both shower in the different locker rooms and be ready to go out straight from there.
Could actually walk to a couple of them.
That's right.
Get on the Village Tavern or go to Fleming, something like that. They're fantastic. So great stuff. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Susan in Tuscaloosa says it's cherry season. And she had heard that cherries are linked to all kinds of things that help your heart, reduce inflammation, better sleep, enhanced exercise recovery. But she also hears that cherries are great for skin elasticity, reducing fine lines, boosting collagen production, and brightening the complexion. Why don't we hear more about cherries at the Woodhouse Day Spa?
Well, because I don't know much about it.
Well, you should learn, because evidently there's a lot of shit going on with cherries, man.
The only thing I think of when I hear about cherries is that cherry pie video.
Yeah. There's actually an article on AmericanSpa.com. You ever heard of that? AmericanSpa.com? They have something on here called Discover the Benefits of Cherry in Skincare. I just pulled it up. I just put spas and then put something with cherry. So you should...
I got to catch up on it. But I do know that, cherries, blueberries, blackberries, all those things have tons of vitamins, minerals in there. So I know they're great, you know, for the body, especially... you know, you wake up for breakfast, you get a little fruit cup with those kind of things in there, and it's really great for your body.
There you go. All right. So far, Billy Idol, Guns N' Roses. Give me two songs here, and then we're going to do a couple more questions, and we're already running up against it. Then we'll do our final song. But give me two back-to-back songs here. I have to do with love and weddings.
Yeah, this is an oldie back from
love high this school, song.
Probably
love this song. Yeah.
This is a. We're going to do Firehouse, Love of a Lifetime, and we do Beatles, All You Need Is Love.
There you go. I haven't heard that Firehouse tune like in like 30 years. Man, that's a great song. And, of course, I'm a big Beatles fan, so I hear the Beatles songs all the time. But that was fantastic. It's great. And I believe Paul McCartney, is playing in Atlanta. Is it October? Something like that. He's playing several shows. I think he's playing one in Nashville and one in Atlanta. And it looks like it'll probably be the last time. I keep saying it's the last time he'll play in North America. Right. And then 3 or 4 years later, he comes back and plays again. Exactly. So get out there and get a chance to do that. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. By the way, we try to read every email question we get. We get tons of emails about show ideas. Keep those coming because we've done like 2 or 3 years of shows. We're always looking for different show ideas, different themes,
yep,
things like that. So bring those along. I know Stuart would love to have some ideas on some different themes. So, that would be fantastic. Jimmy, has heard that ultrasound gel can be used for more than just ultrasounds. Please explain. Do you know what he's talking about?
I don't, but I would imagine, I've touched it. I've seen it in use, in person. And it does have a great slip to it, which the massage therapist like. So I don't know if it's something that should be used just in general, like as in a massage, or I don't think it's a healing thing like aloe, or I don't think it has anything like that in it. I think it's more to have the you're moving the device around the stomach. It just helps it glide around so that you can get a good photo, of course, a video of the baby. But as far as like anything healing or something like that, I don't think it's used for that.
Okay, there you go. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. From Birmingham, Miss Tapers, T-A-P-E-R-S. I hope I'm saying that right, Miss Tapers. She wants to know, what are some of the things, and does the Woodhouse Day Spa use that is surrounded with powder? I guess she wants to know, there was something with Johnson & Johnson, I think, out of Cincinnati, where there was, I don't know, there was a class action suit or something about something that was something in their powder. I don't know. This could have been from years ago. I don't know. I've seen a commercial about the dangers of using talcum or some type of powder like that.
Yeah.
Do you guys use powder? What are they good for? I know I've got some of that Johnson & Johnson powder. I use a little on the man area there every time I come out of the shower. I know women don't like the way it tastes.
Right.
My ex is like, stop using the powder down there. I'm like, I'm trying to stay fresh for you. She goes, it tastes horrible.
Well, it's, we don't use it. I can't think of anything we use powder for on the spa, but obviously it's basically, like you said, it's good for, it's good to keep dry. You know, you put it on your feet, you put it under your arm, underarms. Some people put it, all over their body after they shower. So it's really, it helps keep you dry, especially in real humid, like Birmingham and New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Powder really helps out. So I'm sure that I do remember that they had an issue with certain ingredients that were in there. I'm assuming that was resolved, so to speak, and that it's not dangerous anymore. But it has its place. We just don't really have any services that we do that would require that.
There you go. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We already talked about the 6 for 5 thing. We're doing wedding songs here. And of course, right now we're going through the emails. We'll get as many as we possibly can. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. You can hear the show at least 5 days a week, 5 p.m. every Monday through Friday. It's 5 p.m. Central Time. And specials coming up for the college football season. We already talked about that as well. So great stuff. So get after it. Steve, please ask Mr. Stuart Rome, Mr. Know-It-All, if he knows where the word spa originated from. Hello.
You have me stumped.
Well, he didn't give the answer, so I had to pull it up. Do you want the answer?
I'd love the answer.
The word spa, S-P-A, comes from a small town in Belgium called Spa, known since ancient Roman times for its therapeutic treatments in the presences of natural healing waters. Different civilizations in Europe had built their own versions of spas using thermal baths, mineral springs, and massages for healing and relaxation, serving as both traditional wellness centers and social hubs. Many historical figures and elites from royal dynasties, as well as artists and musicians, including Theo Tolstoy, Lord Byron, and Winston Churchill, visit these spas to find inspiration in their therapeutic nature. So there you go. So there was actually a place called Spa Belgium.
You see, you learn something new every day. That's why we encourage our listeners to chime in, send on those emails so we can learn and everybody else can learn at the same time.
Yeah. By the way, there's a great article too on this same thing that I just pulled up. This is really, really good. This is actually from the dailystar.net. It's something out of the UK. And there's this whole article. You should take this and just post it in. Feeling drained, men need regular spa time too. Here's why. And it's a great article. And there's one in here. that says it's great for romance and bromance. Pairing with a friend or your spouse for a spa session can be your newly found love language. Sharing this experience and enjoying a couple's massage with your own significant other is bound to strengthen your bond. By planning this unconventional date instead of the usual ones at a restaurant or the movies, you can add a new layer of enigma to the romance. A romance aside, spa sessions becoming popular hangout for friends too. Beyond hitting the gym together, you can head to the hair salon with your pals and book spa sessions and body massages, making the spa center your newly claimed man cave and changing the norms of the modern day bromance activities.
You see, that's
how about that?
You and Dr. Josh are way ahead of the time.
Hey now, right? I'm telling you, man, this is the best kept damn secret. I'm telling you right now, it's the best kept secret because once you go, you're going, what the hell was I waiting so long for?
I got to hang out with our buddy. We both got massages. We both had a couple of mimosas.
Yes. Yes. It's fantastic.
Get rid of the stress.
Yes, awesome. It sounds like you need a massage after the weekend you just had. You probably do, and I know a good place to do it. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. It is Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. Make sure you go down there and check it out. And, of course, I went down there actually to pick up those baskets, and I could smell it coming from – I could smell it wafting across the courtyard area. There were some people playing cornhole out there and playing some ping pong, and I could just smell it. Smells so good. And, of course, I walked in, and sometimes you walk in a place, and you have to wait. You know, there's a bell, and you have to wait for someone to walk up. I walk into the Woodhouse Day Spa, and there are not one, not two, not three, but four ladies standing at the front waiting to be serving me. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. I walked in. They're all like, can we help you, sir? And I'm like, yeah. As a matter of fact, I talked to Stuart. I'm looking for so-and-so to help me out. And, man, they were all over it. They were fantastic.
Very nice to hear that. I mean, not always that we can have four because, of course, a bunch of guests come in at once. They have to walk them to the back and those kind of things. But it's great when we have that.
It was fantastic. It was great stuff.
Yeah.
All right, my man. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. You got one more song here so far. Billy Idol, Guns N' Roses, Firehouse, and the Beatles. And who's your last song? And then we'll let you fly. What you got, my man?
We're going to finish up with Queen, You're My Best Friend.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.